Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Stop into The Prescription Shop. They are much more than just prescription medication. Well, joining me this morning with St. Luke's Episcopal Church, I have Father Doug Wassinger and Donna Strickland. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, you're welcome. We're glad to be here.
Absolutely. Good to be here, too.
Definitely. And you know, we're going to talk today about the Women's Worldwide Day of Prayer, which is this Friday. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about it? What is the Women's Worldwide Day of Prayer?
Well, it's a group of Christian women, men, and children that get together for a day of prayer throughout the world. And it's set up so that it starts in the Pacific with the sun coming up and then goes down all the way through. And at noon here in Buffalo, we will be observing this occasion, which we're really excited about.
And is this something that they've had every year for a while? Well, what's kind of the history of it?
They have, but we have not.
Okay.
It was started in Canada in 1920.
Oh.
And then it was picked up by the United States. But we just found out about it, so we decided we would try to observe it. And it's our first, and first as far as we know, it's the first in this area.
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. How? The member of she's from England visiting every Christmas time and stuff, and she mentioned that we should consider doing the Women's Worldwide of Prayer that happens every year. It's been going on since 1920. So Donna and I were noting that we're almost over 100 years that this has been going on.
Yeah.
And I just really was attracted to the fact that the whole world, we're all celebrating or doing this all at the same time. So it's kind of like we're all being connected throughout through prayer and spirituality, the connectivity that we're not just Buffalo, Wyoming and Johnson County, but we're connecting or joining with an activity throughout the world as it unfolds, as the sun streaking across the horizon.
Yeah, you know, it's neat because in this day and age, it's much simpler to set something up like that with the internet, with social media, with those types of things where you can get information to everybody instantly everywhere. But mm-hmm. 1920, I mean, they've been doing this since then, so it's not like back then, you know, you get on the internet and say, oh, it's Worldwide Day of Prayer. But mm-hmm. they were still able to get the word out and still able to have it recognized, you know, across the country and Canada as well.
Yes, it's, yeah. They were ahead of their game, so to speak. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Social media is like way afterthought for them.
No kidding.
Now we have 170 countries and regions that are going to observe it this year.
170?
170.
Wow.
In the world. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. And so what exactly is this celebrating? It's obviously the Women's Worldwide Day of Prayer. Is it celebrating everything about women or something specific? Or?
No, it's all about God's creation.
Okay.
And the women in Suriname this year have written the service for 2018. They have concerns about their country, and so that's what we're going to be talking about. But it is God's creation that we're supposed to be taking care of, and we're not doing a very good job. So they're concerned about climate change and the abuse of the environment, etc. And that's what will be the key this year. And I assume it is for most of the years, for most countries are concerned about that.
And is this open to anyone that would like to attend?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We'd like them to call the church so that because we're going to have food afterwards.
So like to have a little
Have a head count. We have a slight head count so far.
Okay.
But we'd like to have more. But anybody is welcome.
Yeah.
Not just women.
And where and when exactly is the service taking place?
It begins at noon at the church, and we have a service bulletin with all the prayers and the activities. So you don't necessarily have to be prepared or anything. We've taken care of all those details. And this year, it's kind of, for me, again, it's about the worldwide or having, it isn't just one denomination, but it's open for the whole church. So we have Carol Buckingham out of KC that's going to be coming up. She's the Episcopal priest down there, as well as Sheila from the Union Congregation from here in Buffalo, so being part of that. And so that's, yeah, we have that all lined up. It's about a half an hour long and with a set of prayers and petitions. And following that, we'll have a meal, which is always food and fellowship kind of go hand in hand.
Sure.
You know, absolutely. And so that's what's going on. And a little more history. The the service gets moved around, so different countries will pick it up and craft their own set of prayers and liturgy of the way of the worship. So it's kind of engaging from all parts of the world and different things as well. So that's what's kind of, again, it's really nice. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you kind of want to let everybody know that it's, you don't have to be a part of St. Luke's Episcopal Church to attend this event. Everybody's welcome.
Welcome.
That is correct. Okay. Yes, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And it's cool that you guys are bringing this to Buffalo, as you mentioned, for the first time, as this has been going on for a long time elsewhere. But kind of neat to do. And you know, being that it's the first year, do you kind of have in your head what kind of a turnout you're expecting or hoping for the event?
We have close to 30 at this point.
Oh, okay.
People who have called in.
People who have already called in.
Who have called in.
Okay. So. And so you just want them to call the church then if they want to register?
Right, at the phone, yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, and again, we're just not trying to get names as much. We just want to make sure we have enough food prepared.
Yeah,
for everyone.
Just basically a head count.
So
you don't run out of sandwiches afterwards.
Exactly.
That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, you can't eat today.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by. And so, Father Doug, how long have you been here in town with the St. Luke's Episcopal Church?
I arrived in 2012. And it was January 1st, and my entrance was one that was not traditional in the fact that after my first Sunday I preached, we were broken into, and there was significant
Welcome to Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. Right. People are like, is he going to hang around after this? And but it was amazing how not only the church responded to that, which was more about grace and understanding, and they didn't get caught up with being angry or adversarial. They said, well, we just got to, you know, get ourselves cleaned up and get back on our feet, which happened in 3 days. But the generosity of the community of Buffalo was overwhelming and was really positive.
Yeah, I'm sure you know the first thing that happens to you is, you know, the place gets broken into. That's not exactly a positive note to walk into a new place.
Right.
But then, as you mentioned, you know, where the community comes together and helps to get things back to where they need to be so you can conduct business over there. And I'm sure here now, what, 6 years later, you're probably thinking, yeah, Buffalo is a pretty nice place.
It is. It's been a really a wonderful place to live. And that's, you know, and I just look at St. Luke's as a place it's in a place now, it's giving back to the community. You know, we're working with the food pantry, and that continues to be a real powerful resource for those who are hungry. We're working with the Suicide Prevention Coalition to help out with that unfortunate and sticky and painful subject of suicide.
Sure.
But also, I'm really involved with 4-H with my girls, so it's nice to be a part of that leadership. That's kind of the culture of Buffalo and Johnson County, is the agriculture. And this town is a really vital town. I've been in other parts of Wyoming, and Buffalo is a busy, exciting place to live, and if you're not involved in something, you're working at not being involved.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You know, and you mentioned the generosity of people in Buffalo, and I've noticed, regardless of who I'm talking to in this show, they always, when they talk about needing volunteers or something like that, they always say there's no shortage of people in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. When you need something, the people come together. It's a real community, and it's nice to live in a place like that.
It is. It's a beautiful place to be.
I just love being here. Plus, the bighorns make it nicer for that other thing that Wyoming's known for, and it keeps that at bay. And so, even the mountains are really beautiful to hang out with, and we're just right there.
Yeah, it's lovely, especially if you're like me and you like the outdoors and fishing and hunting and hiking and all that sort of thing. It's a wonderful place. And so the Women's Worldwide Day of Prayer, that's this Friday, right?
Yep.
Noon at this Friday is when you're having the about a 30-minute service.
Mm-hmm.
That it, and you just want people to kind of call to get a head count. You know, it's not you're not charging them $100 a head, are you?
No. That's an idea.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
We will be taking an offering to continue to support this ministry that works with other women in other countries throughout the world.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you want to give, that would be welcomed as well. So, but yeah, it does fit really well. You know, the gift of Buffalo is its scenery and our where we live, which fits in well with, they saying God's creation is very good. You know, it may not be English-wise, the syntax properly, but that's just the idea that it is a gift.
Well, and this is one of the places where God's creation is left a little more untouched than most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the city, and what you see there isn't much of God's creation; it's man's creation.
Mm-hmm.
But around here, still have a lot of the beauty out there. So.
Yes.
It's lovely. Anything you guys want to add about this Friday's event or anything else coming up with the church before we wrap things up here this morning?
We're just really happy that we're able to host this event. We're looking for, it's a shared event for all people to participate in. And just in the future, just keep in mind, it's always the first Friday of March when this is going to happen. So next year we'll be back doing it again.
Making an annual event.
Absolutely. And it's nice that we can all come together in our diversity with seeing that we are really celebrating and seeing that what we have to offer to one another is really a gift.
And
it's nice to see that being lived out.
Absolutely. So once again, noon this Friday at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and that is the one across from the post office there, correct?
Right.
Yes, that is us, with the red doors.
With the red doors. Come on in. I've got Father Doug Wassinger and Donna Strickland with St. Luke's Episcopal Church in studio this morning. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. You've got Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.